Isle of Man Constabulary recording 699666. Officer Ribbing looking into the disappearance of Manx Radio presenter Penny Greg Farthing. This is the last known audio from Miss Farthing, is that correct?
Yeah, this is the last recording we had from her, then nothing.
Okay, please press play when you're ready. Hopefully it gives us some insight into what happened to her.
Hello, I'm Penny Farthing, and if you are listening to this, then I am dead.
Dead certain that you should visit Mill House. Mill House is a beautiful and historic house on Leslie Road in Rumsey. It has extensive gardens, a restaurant, two bandsaws, a life-sized replica of Claudia Winkleman's Fringe, a much-loved Fez Institute, and a lovely high tea service that I can highly recommend. Thank you, Denise.
It's Dennis.
The gardens are masterfully planted and maintained by Adam Quayleg and his team, who change them to match the seasons and are always stunning whatever time of year you visit.
Oh.
Full of woodland walks, water closets, trimmed bushes and intriguing nooks and crannies to really stick yourself into for a very happy afternoon.
Oh.
Mill House also has a cafe. Wow.
Oh.
So telephone now on 812-666 or email inquiries at millhouse.org/rumsey/www.internet.porn.
People must book ahead of visits. Millhouse does not allow anyone who got a C or less in any GCSE subjects within the grounds. Those who try will be shot on site. Parties of more than 4.5 people won't be taken, and a free Milton cravat will be given on arrival to anyone not called Paul.
Hello, Ween.
Behind Valentine's Day and general elections, Halloween is argumentably known as one of the most horrifying times of the year. Hi there.
Hello.
I'm Penny Farthing. And welcome to this special, frightening episode of Woman on Man. I'm here at Melv House, not just to buy a fez so I can use the lavatory because I've got a UTI, but also to celebrate the spooky season. Why? Pause for suspense in 3, 2, 1. Because Melv House is known to be the Isle of Man's most haunted...
Pausing audio.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise anyone was in here. I've got to read the news.
Sorry, you don't mind if we just sit in, do you?
No, it's fine. You can just stay in the studio if it's easier. I don't mind.
That'd be great.
I'll need you to move out of my seat, though, otherwise I'll have to read the news sat on your lap.
Of course. Imagine.
Let's go to the beach, eat!
Manx Radio News at 3 o'clock. Fastamai, I'm Rob Charizard. An investigation has been launched after a video surfaced on social media appearing to show a man claiming he'd been locked in the Manxman. Tessa Hawley reports.
In the video, the man who is filming himself repeatedly shouts and swears, telling the camera he's stuck inside the Manxman and is trying to get off. The man goes on to claim he's trapped on his own, along with the working crew, 354 other passengers and his grandparents with whom he was travelling. He goes on to punch his way through the bottom of the ship with his bare hands, shouting, "Stupid f- ship," more than 1,666 times in the process. The hole created was big enough to lead to the sinking of the Manxman, making it just as redundant as it was before it sank.
Police are currently searching for Manx Radio presenter and former Glockenspiel champion of the year, Penny Greg Farthing. She was last seen 3 days ago at the Milltown Estate in Ramsey, where she was recording a documentary and was said to be wearing a Manx Radio beanie, black jeans and a t-shirt saying, "Tupac's not dead." Police are asking people not to speculate on Miss Farthing's whereabouts and to please be... Sorry to interrupt this report. John Moss is here with some breaking news.
Yes, thank you. News just in on Penny Farthing. Police have reported she was spotted at the Fun Barn. I'm reading this verbatim off the Isle of Man Constabulary Facebook page, which I printed out, of course. It says, Penny Farthing has been surrounded at the Fun Barn and is one of the things locals took pleasure from riding, giving adults and kids alike a taste of Penny. It was just one of many family-friendly activities brought out especially for this Fun Barn History Day.
Thanks, John. Continuing on from that, police are asking people not to speculate on Miss Farthing's whereabouts. And to please be respectful of the search. If you have any information you think could help, you're asked to contact the constabulary on 166 177. The inaugural Isle of Man Whispering Championships came to a close at the weekend. The competition consisted of people of all ages and abilities being judged on who could whisper the quietest. Amy Johnson took home the trophy. She says she's over the moon to be crowned the very first winner.
The fade is down, Rob.
Finally be heard.
In international news, David Beckham has agreed to sell his infamous left foot for charity. It was sold in a private auction this week to Prince Nicodemus.
Yeah, go on then, please. Yeah, one sugar.
To Prince Nicodemus from Ghana for £190 million. The removal of the foot is taking place in a special televised ceremony as we speak, with 9-year-old Hallie Rowlandson doing the honours with a chainsaw to get into the Halloween spirit. All the money raised from the auction will go to the Eton Preschool charity for kids who can't afford Jimmy Choo school shoes. Manchester United's football stadium has been found after going missing last week. It was found by 87-year-old Martha Dilbertson, who discovered it partially shoved into her wheelie bin in Salford. Fans have admitted to the feat and apologised to Mrs. Dilbertson, saying their reasoning was they were sick of the team being rubbish and she had a very big bin. And news just in, David Beckham and a 9-year-old girl are in a critical condition following an incident with a chainsaw. We'll have more details for you on that when they come in. Manx Radio News at 3 minutes past 3 are next at 4. In the meantime, you can keep up to date by following Manx Radio on MySpace, RedTube, TikTok, Eventbrite and via Carrier Pigeon, or by going to manxradio.com.
Thanks, Ronan.
Rob.
With Manx glass and glass. Can't work. It's ridiculous.
He's a very unlikable person. Resuming recording 631666, looking into the disappearance of Penny Greg Farthing.
Hello, I'm Penny Farthing, and if you are listening to this...
Oh, oh my God! Oops, too far.
And that is the unremarkable way we found out ghosts could headbutt... Millhouse. Not just a place for beautiful wedding days, christenings, anniversaries, and sex parties. It's also the most haunted place in the Isle of Man. Wrong clip. But before we get to Mel House, I'm going to talk to you about Halloween. Halloween is a word you won't hear at this time of year on the Isle of Men because it's English, which Manx people hate. Even though they speak English rather than Manx throughout the rest of the year, on Halloween, Manx people don't say Halloween. Instead, they say Hop Tuna. Now, Hop Tuna is the oldest continuously existing tradition in the Isle of Men and happens every year. No, I've told you I'm not signing her card. I'm happy she's leaving. Happens every year on the same day as Halloween, the 31 of October. Now, despite it being on the same day of the year, Halloween and Hop Tuna are completely different. People who celebrate Halloween dress up as frightening things and give out sweets and chocolate for the occasion, while people who celebrate Hop Tuna dress up as frightening things and give out chocolate and sweets for the occasion. People who do Halloween carve pumpkins because they look cool, while people who do Hop Tuna carve turnips just to be difficult. Sorry, which are much more difficult.
Pausing audio. That'll be my chippy delivery. 1 second. Be right back.
No worries. I'll wait here. Finally.
Okay. Restarting audio, looking into case 631666, the disappearance of Penny Farthing.
Despite my mate Elliot calling our mutual friend Sarah a ghost because she's fair-skinned and ginger and you can almost see through her, she isn't an actual ghost. because actual ghosts are people who are already dead, which my mate Sarah says she isn't. There's been friendly ghosts in the past, like Gasper, named after the noise people made when they saw him. But the type of ghost I'm going in search of today is said to be not very friendly at all. In fact, he's been described as being a total f***ing asshole, like my ex-boyfriend Aaron. I want my bath mat back, Aaron. And I'm sorry to hear about your grandparents. I heard it was a lovely service. This ghostly dickhead of Mel House isn't called Aaron, though. He's actually called something else. And when I went to look it up on the Ghost Mag website, it said, the page you were looking for could not be found. It might have been removed, renamed, or did not exist in the first place, manipulating all those who know the truth. Just like Aaron used to do. We're going to take a quick ad break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about Mulhouse's poltergeist. It's the scariest time of the year. But do you find your face frightens people all year around?
Parcel for Mr. Edwards.
Oh, God, it's disgusting. Jane, keep the kids away. Do not let them come over here.
Don't worry. Here at Damien's Spa, we can help. Why not try one of our new state-of-the-art face peels? In just one short 14-hour treatment, we use red-hot pincers to peel off your own face and replace it with one of our more attractive ones. You can pick from a wide range of new faces based on well-known good-looking people, such as Audrey Hepburn or Dennis Rodman. We'll even throw in a free chin hair reconstruction pamphlet for you. Book now and get in on our limited once-in-a-lifetime discount offer. Instead of paying £78,000.29, pay just £15.29 along with selling your soul to the devil. It's a hell of a deal. Call Damien Spa now on 12345 666 666 and sign in blood on the dotted line to begin your new life as an attractive person. Because everybody knows, the better looking you are, the more successful you'll be in all walks of life. After I got the Damien Spa face peel, I got that promotion I wanted. I met a wonderful partner, and society finally accepted me. After selling my soul to our Lord Saviour Satan, I've never felt more alive. Damien Spa, helping you be better. Welcome back. I'm here, stood in the manicured bushes of Milton. But what might seem neat and tidy on the outside could actually be infected on the inside. I've got my trusty helmet on my head and an AK-40 for protection because I'm about to do what many a brave person hasn't been able to before. I'm about to make
somewhere else.
I'm about to make the most haunted house in the Isle of Men. Some even say in the entire world.
Somewhere else.
I'm about to make the most haunted house in the Isle of Men my resting place.
Take your talk somewhere else. It's boring and I am sick of hearing it.
My resting place for the whole night. Let's have a little look inside my new abode. It's locked. It's locked. Give me your elbow. Just give me it. Help me. I am now inside the main hindquarters of Mill House. It's dark and warm and smells not very good. There's no warm hospitality and would no doubt receive fewer than 1.5 stars on TripAdvisor. God's sake.
Guys, shut up. Shut up. Stop singing. I don't have any sweets for any of you. Okay? And you shouldn't be taking sweets from strangers anyway. I could be an unconvicted paedophile. Did you think about that?
No.
Not that I'd go for any of you. So sod off. Turns out the door's a push. The ghost I'm hoping to connect with is known as Unnamed and is written about in an ancient document discovered by culture man in a van in a vanin in the roof of this very establishment. To tell you more, Mary Culture Woman in a van in a vanin is from Vulture Elf Canon.
We found an ancient document confirming that ghosts inhabit Milnouse. I remember it was on a Tuesday because Margaret had put her bins out that morning when she shouldn't have because bin day's on a Thursday now. She keeps forgetting. Early onset dementia. Very hard for the family.
God's sake.
Put a real strain on her son Joey's relationship with his wife Cheryl, who's a right piece of work. Spends too much time rubbing shoulders with Louise from the corner shop, if you ask me. Lesbians. When we found the parchment, to use historical terminology, we took it straight to Barry, who was working that day, covering for Barbara. She'd gone to Benidorm.
The document, which... No, you were taking too long. The document, which might be part of the will of Ewan Christian, 1651 to 1719, warns his son against venturing into the Millhouse woods at the end of October, and will be sent to experts for analysis. But for dramatic effect, and because I can't read, we've hired the one and only Nicholas Cage to act out what the document says.
Audio not found. Audio not found.
Shit. Well, hey, y'all. Here is... It's me, your good pal, Nicholas Cage, reading you this ancient document from Ewan Christian. It says, I have been much troubled by the spirits of the Skyhill battle that walk our grounds. The poor souls of pious Manxmen slaughtered by Godric's Vikings, crying out for mercy. Forget it. Some of you may not have realised this, but that wasn't Nicolas Cage. It was, in fact, me. Penny Farthing.
Oh!
The document basically says, Ewan Christian was haunted by spirits in the grounds of Millhouse and told his son not to go into the woods around the area in the days before All Hallows Eve because he'll either go insane or get spirited away by ghosts. I don't know. The last part of the text says, text blurred and indecipherable. I don't know what that means. I'm now here in the lounge room of Millhouse, on the lookout for ghosts. But so far, the only ghosts I see are the ghosts of fashion trends long since gone out of style.
Snap.
And some that weren't even stylish to begin with, like this disgusting footstool with yellow and green fabric tassels, which we all know clashes horribly. Or these solid gold candlesticks, grab me the bag, which are horribly ugly and probably worth nothing. Or this... this picture of a dog whose eyes are on the front of his head instead of on his head. We're just going to leave the lounge for now, and we're gonna have a quick look outside instead. So. Disappointing start to my supposedly haunted sleepover at Millhouse. But don't worry, we've actually moved out of the house itself. Just have a little look around the grounds instead. to see if I can bump into anything spookier around here. Now, I've got a special way to contact those beyond the grave. It's known as a Widges board. Now, the Widges board is kind of like an old-fashioned mobile phone, but instead of using it to play Snake 2, you use it to communicate with dead spirits. But instead of calling them like you do on a phone, you get them to spell out words to you, like my Auntie Carol does when she cheats in charades. But here, no one ends up being killed because one person is already dead. To make your own Widges board at home, all you need is some simple items. Some colourful paper. Choose your favourite. Some scissors. Remember to have left-handed scissors if you're left-handed, right-handed if you're normal-handed. A pencil to use to write the letters of the alphabet with. A nice small drinking glass. A board made of wood from a confessional church bench. And don't forget, a dollop of good old-fashioned demonic fun. Here's one I made earlier.
Wow!
Now that we have our Ouija's boards ready to go, I'm going to talk you through how it works. I'm sitting down, I'm sitting down on the ground in the woods outside of Mel House. Now I have my glass that I have... just drained of vodka, and have placed it upside down in the middle of the board and put my finger on top of it. And now, all that's left to do is to ask the ghost a question. Here we go. Hello, I'm Penny Farthing. Are there any ghosts here?
Hello?
Sorry, that's my phone. I'll try again. Quiet now. You and Christian said a ghost haunted these grounds. Is anyone there, and will you speak to me? The glass just moved to yes. Thank you, ghost. Another question. Would you be interested in purchasing shares in Febreze? He said yes. See, even the undead can appreciate the refreshing scents of Febreze, eliminating odours like blood and rotting flesh since 1996. So why not get your can today by heading to... Hello? Hello?
End of recording 631666, looking into the case of Penny Greg Farthing, whose whereabouts are currently unknown.
Another refill, Miss Farthing.
Just pour it.
Breaking news just in. Officers have located Penny Farthing on a beach in Plymouth. Despite having a major facial reconstruction, Miss Farthing was identifiable by her signature clubfoot. She's currently being held in custody after faking her own death by way of being possessed by Satan to get out of a £62 parking fine. Miss Farthing is facing charges of murder and arson.
Thanks, Ronan.
Turn it up. Loud!
You look like...
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.